A Wilmington author's new book takes a look at race and violence.
This book is about an epidemic of black mob violence all over the country.
I'm Melanie Armstrong. More coming up in WDEL's Delaware Stories.
WDEL's Delaware Stories. Here's Melanie Armstrong.
In his new book, White Girl Bleed a Lot, Colin Flaherty documents more than 500 examples of what he labels black mob violence, many caught on video.
Then I started seeing it happening over and over and over, and I kept showing it to people, and they kept saying race has nothing to do with it. And I knew there was a story there. And I noticed a huge difference between the stories in the paper and what was on the video.
Flaherty's a fill-in talk host on WDEL.
This book is about an epidemic of black mob violence all over the country. And the second thing it's about is how the press reports it, misreports it, condones it, and ignores it. I'm not targeting black people. I'm reporting that black mob violence exists exponentially out of proportion to the percentage of black people in the population. But when it keeps happening exponentially out of proportion, my book really begs the question, what's up with all this violence? See, the book doesn't have causes or solutions. The book doesn't do generalizations or stereotypes. It's one story after another, one city after another.
Flaherty believes fear keeps the media from addressing what he's bringing up.
This whole topic freaks people out around the country, freaks out news editors, reporters, and they're just not reporting that it's happening. Nobody's connecting the dots.
With WDEL's Delaware Stories, I'm Melanie Armstrong.